Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by for JinkoSolar Holding Co. Ltd.'s third quarter 2024 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. After management's prepared remarks, there will be a question and answer session. As a reminder, today's conference call is being recorded. I would now like to turn the meeting over to your host for today's call, Ms. Stella Wang, JinkoSolar's Investor Relations. Please proceed, Stella.
Thank you, operator. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today for JinkoSolar's third quarter 2024 earnings conference call. The company's results were released earlier today and available on our company's IR website at www.jinkosolar.com, as well as on Newswire services. We have also provided a supplemental presentation for today's earnings call, which can also be found on the IR website. On the call today from JinkoSolar are Mr. Li Xiande, Chairman and CEO of JinkoSolar Holding Company Limited, Mr. Janet Miao, CMO of JinkoSolar Company Limited, Mr. Pan Li, CFO of JinkoSolar Holding Company Limited, and Mr. Charlie Tao, CFO of JinkoSolar Company Limited. Mr. Li will discuss JinkoSolar's business operations and company highlights, followed by Mr. Miao, who will talk about the sales and marketing, and then Mr. Pan Li, who will go through the financials. They will all be available to answer your questions during the Q&A session that follows. Please note that today's discussion will contain forward-looking statements made under the safe harbor provisions of the U.S. Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainties. As such, our future results may be materially different from the views expressed today. Further information regarding this and other risks is included in JinkoSolar's public filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. JinkoSolar does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements except as required under the applicable law. It's now my pleasure to introduce Mr. Li Xiande, Chairman and CEO of JinkoSolar Holding. Mr. Li will speak in Mandarin and I will translate his comments into English. Please go ahead, Mr. Li.
在全行业盈利承压的三季度，我们凭借着安全COCOM技术、有竞争力的产品、全球化的营销和制造布局等优势，取得了相对亮眼的业绩。供需四行式的终端市场价格持续下行。 几乎全产业链处于亏损状态，我们保持着开工率、出货以盈利的平衡。三季度价格环比较平稳，美国市场收货量环比也大幅上升。我们也持续不断地通过技术进步和供应链管理优化一体化成本。三季度毛利率为15.7%，净利润为320万美金，环比均大幅提升。
While earnings were under pressure across the industry during the quarter, we achieved relatively outstanding results leveraging our leading position in N-type TOPCon technology, competitive products, as well as global sales and manufacturing networks. Imbalance between supply and demand led to continuous price decline in the end market, causing loss to almost the whole industrial chain. As we worked to balance utilization rates, shipments, and profitability, prices in the third quarter were stable sequentially, and shipments to the U.S. market increased significantly quarter over quarter. We also continued to optimize our integrated costs through technical advancement and supply chain management. Gross margin was 15.7%, and the net income was $3.2 million. Significantly improved sequentially.
2024年9月, 国内光伏新增装机为20.89吉瓦, 同比增长 32.4%, 环比增长 26.9%, 改变了环比两个月持续着弱的趋势。由于部分海外市场需求季度性波动, 9月逐渐出口规模环比有所下滑, 需求略显疲软, 但供给侧出现在加速。 在全产业链盈利承压的背景下，一些现金流水平不足、抗风险能力差的企业破产、重组或者被收购的案例时有发生。光伏行业协会在本月组织召开了防止行业内卷和恶性竞争的专题座谈会，希望行业在限价和限产方面能够自律。会后。 发布呼吁制造企业合理参与市场招标，不得进行低于成本的销售与投标，同时呼吁招标方制定合理的招标方案，将投标重点转移到提高产品和服务质量、提升履约能力上。我们认为这将有助于加快落后产能的出清和行业的整合，相信在有关部门的加强管理下，后续国内价格有望回归理性。
In September, the newly added installation was 20.89 gigawatts in China, up 32.4% year-over-year and 26.9% sequentially, reversing the sequential declining trend of the previous 2 months. Due to seasonal demand volatility in some overseas markets, module exports in September decreased sequentially. Demand was slightly weak, while clearing out of supply were accelerated. With profitability throughout the whole industrial chain under pressure, some companies with insufficient cash flow and poor risk resistance have gone bankrupt, reorganized, or been acquired from time to time. During this month, the CPIA held symposiums aimed at encouraging manufacturers to adopt self-discipline in their pricing strategies and production volume management. CPIA also released a report calling on manufacturers to participate in biddings in rational manners, avoid selling or bidding with prices below cost, and also bid organizers to formulate reasonable bidding plans, shifting the focus to products and service quality as well as contract performance. We believe these measures may help eliminate some competitive capacity and accelerate the industry consolidation. We believe that with enhanced supervision of related departments, domestic prices will eventually return to reasonable levels.
三季度，我们通过不同方面的努力巩固竞争优势。截止三季度末，我们的 N 型 TOPCon 电池平均量产效率提升到近 26.2%。TOPCon 正处于技术和产品快速升级阶段，我们对 TOPCon 的技术始终保持一定的研发投入，并根据市场需求、设备投资回收率等择机，将一些降本增效的新技术应用于量产，保持行业领先。
In the third quarter, we further consolidated our competitiveness edges. By the end of this quarter, the mass-produced efficiency for our N-type TOPCon cells improved to approximately 26.2%. As TOPCon is still in a stage of rapid technology and product upgrades, we have continued to invest in R&D and are gradually adopting certain new technologies into mass production based on market demand, investment payback periods to maintain a leading position in the industry.
我们不断提升智能制造水平，引领光伏行业向数字化转型。近期我们以山西大基地为试点，与大华股份合作打造了透明工厂360智能平台，并通过 TUV 莱茵的联合认证，通过深度整合 MES、QMS 等系统及物联网、人工智能、大数据分析等前沿尖端技术，提升对生产各个环节的实时监控，确保从原产量入股到成品入股的全过程管理。
We continuously improve our smart production capabilities to lead the industry in digital transformation. Recently, at our Shanxi Mega Base, we built the Jinko 360 smart platform in cooperation with Dahua Technology, and it has been certified by TUV Inland. By integrating MES and QMS systems with some cutting-edge technologies such as the Internet of Things, AI and big data analysis, the platform can improve real-time equipment monitoring in the vast majority of our production process and ensure whole process management from warehousing of raw materials to warehousing of finished products.
作为应对气候变化的领军企业之一，金科能源长期致力于使公司运营与全球其他目标保持一致。近期我们参加了2024年纽约气候周，并发布了公司第一份气候报告白皮书。我们不断提升 ESG 供应链管理，截至目前我们已经完成了 对大多数关键供应商的第三方 ESG 审计，并督促供应商签署了供应商行为准则。
As one of the leading voices in the fight against the climate change, JinkoSolar has always aligned its operations with global climate goals. Recently, we participated in the 2024 New York Climate Week, where we officially launched the English version of our first climate white paper. We have kept improving ESG management in our supply chain, and so far we have completed third-party ESG audits for most of our key suppliers.And the majority of our suppliers have signed our code of conduct.
在穿越周期的过程中，头部企业在成本控制、营销布局以及现金流的管理方面都会体现得更明显的优势。长期来看，持续的研发投入和海外多元化的布局都使得头部企业强者恒强的特质进一步的放大。我们持续注重平衡出货区域的结构和盈利水平。预计2024年全年逐渐出货量将在90吉瓦到100吉瓦之间，其中四季度在 22.3 吉瓦到 32.3 吉瓦之间。我们也将持续优化资产负债率结构和现金流的水平，提高运营周转效率，不断提升抗风险能力。
As we navigate through cycles, the leading enterprises in our industry will emerge ahead thanks to their superior cost control, extensive sales network, and effective cash flow management. In the long term, they will continue to benefit from continuous investments in R&D and expansion of their global capabilities. We will focus more on balancing market structure and profits.We expect the module shipments to be between 90 gigawatt to 100 gigawatt for full year 2024 and 22.3 to 32.3 gigawatt for the fourth quarter. We will also continue to optimize our assets and liability structure as well as turnover efficiency, further strengthening our resilience to risk.
Thank you, Ms. Lee.Our total shipments were 25.9 gigawatt in the third quarter, with module shipment accounting for 92%, nearly flat sequentially. We maintained our global leading position in module shipment during both the third quarter and the first three quarters. This achievement is a testament to the trust of our global clients in our reliable, high-efficiency products and services.In the third quarter, around 60% of modules were shipped overseas, with Europe, North America, and emerging markets all healthy. Distribution business accounted for approximately 37% of total shipments, compared to approximately 45% in the second quarter. Thanks to continuous improvement in Tiger Neo's product strength, Tiger Neo's shipments accounted for nearly 90% of total shipments.A steady increase from 85% in the second quarter. In China, the ratio of Tiger Neo has grown over 90%, while it increased to nearly 70% in North America. We once again topped the PVTech 2024 Q3 Module Tech Bankability Report with a AAA rating and also received the highest bankability score in this industry.This honor rewards our commitment to quality, innovation, and R&D, as well as global clients' trust in our product quality, bankability, and reliability over the long term. Recently, we launched the next generation TOPCon technology solar panel named the Tiger Neo 3.0. The Tiger Neo 3.0 product will be manufactured on theproduction line of a zero-carbon factory certified by TUV Rhineland, catering to the client's demand for the high-efficient, reliable, and clean product. Also, in the latest BNEF Energy Storage Tier 1 list in Q4 2024 ranking, Jinko Energy has once again been recognized as a Tier 1 manufacturer by Bloomberg.For its outstanding performance in the energy storage sector. By the end of the quarter, our accumulative global shipment exceeds 280 gigawatts. We helped our global clients achieve the grid parity with green and economic renewable energy solutions. Short-term cycle volatility in this industry shifts in the macro environment and the disturbance from international trade policy bring PV companies not only challenges but also opportunities. We always proactively seize opportunities from challenges in the market demand, balance market risk, and lead the industry development with more high efficiency and reliable products and services while maintaining a reasonable market share.
Pat. Thank you, General. We are pleased to have achieved steadily improving financial results with our leading position in anti-TOPCon technology, competitive products, global marketing and manufacturing network, as well as our efforts to control costs and expenses. Key financial metrics such as total revenue, gross margin, operating income, and net income all increased sequentially. We'll continue to improve the efficiency of our working capital, achieving sustainable growth in operating cash flow, and enhance our resilience to risks. Let me go into more details now. Total revenue was about 3.5 billion, up 2% sequentially, and down 23% year-on-year. The sequential increase was mainly due to the increase in module shipments. The year-on-year decrease was mainly due to a decrease in the average selling price of solar modules. Gross margin was 50.7% compared with 11.1% in the second quarter and 19.3% in the third quarter last year. The sequential increase was mainly due to the increase in the average selling price of modules, and a year-over-year decrease was mainly due to the decrease in ASP of modules. Total operating expenses were 539 million, down about 1% sequentially and up 20% year-over-year. The year-over-year increase was mainly due to the increase in shipping costs, as the shipments of the solar modules increased, and an increase in impairment of long-lived assets. The operating expenses accounted for 15.4% of total revenues in the third quarter, compared to 15.9% in the second quarter this year, and about 10% in the third quarter last year. Net income attributed to our ordinary shareholders was 3.2 million in the third quarter, excluding impact of a change in fair value of the convertible note and long-term investments in solar supply chain companies. Share-based compensation expenses and impairment of the capacity utilization, which was strategically adjusted by the company. The adjusted net income attributed to our ordinary shareholders was 14.8 million. Moving to the balance sheet. At the end of the third quarter, our cash and cash equivalents were about 3.2 billion compared with about 2 billion in the second quarter. AR turnover days were 90 days compared with 89 days in the second quarter this year. And inventory turnover days was 66 days compared with 82 days in the second quarter this year as a result of improved operating efficiency. At the end of the third quarter, total debt was 5.23 billion compared to 3.86 billion in the second quarter this year. Net debt was 2.05 billion compared to 1.95 billion in the second quarter this year. This concludes our prepared remarks. We're now happy to take your questions. Operator, please proceed.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Philip Shen with Roth Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Everyone, thanks for taking my questions. First one is on the volume of modules shipped into the U.S. In Q3. Can you confirm what it was? And then, sorry if I missed it. And then can you also provide the megawatts you expect to ship into the U.S. in Q4? Thanks.
Hey, Phil. Yeah, our Q3 shipment to U.S. is roughly 15 to 18% of total shipment. So I think you can figure out the detailed numbers. Q4, we forecast that the number will be lower because of seasonality issues and the market turbulence. So, however, when we look into the whole year, it should fall into our expectations, which is roughly 5 to 10% of the total shipments, or the total number should within the expectation.
Great, thanks, Turner. Can you share what it might be for 25 as well? And then with the risk of, with this volume in the U.S. and the AD/CVD decision coming, what's your confidence level in whether or not it will be retroactive and also won't be a high number? How are you guys managing that risk? Thanks.
Yeah, so from our perspective, we still take the U.S. Market as a long-term market. So no matter how the policy or tariff changes, we're always trying to figure out the solutions to survive and compete in the U.S. market. So regarding 2025, we still have not decided the final number yet because of the upcoming election, and also there will be the numbers of AD/CVD announced pretty soon. So we think we will figure out the numbers after that when we see more certainties. So we will talk maybe soon regarding that topic. Regarding the retroactive risks, we still believe we heard about the petitioner's request on this, I think it's CVD. So we are still evaluating the risk and waiting for the final decision. Regarding the ADs, since we are in the sample list, we are cooperating with our lawyers to try to not trigger the retroactive risk. So we are doing our best to avoid the unnecessary risk.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from Rajiv Shudra with Sansara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning and congratulations on a good quarter. I have a few questions. The first question is on your average selling prices in the third quarter were obviously higher than they were in the second quarter, and the reason was the increased shipment to the United States. If the shipments to the U.S. are going to go down in Q4 as a percentage, should we expect a pretty significant decline in ASPs quarter over quarter in the double digit range?
So the third quarter, the ASP quarter by quarter is quite flat, given what we have more shipments in the U.S. And looking to the fourth quarter, and the market price in recent 3 months is in a downward trend, and so we think it's a kind of moderate and downward in terms of the pricing in the fourth quarter, which is the third quarter.
So I guess another way of asking the question is, what is your expectation for ASPs in China in the fourth quarter relative to the third quarter, and also in Europe, again, Q4 versus Q3?
Yes, currently, if you look at the index, Infralink, a lot of independent parties publish the price. The trend is quite similar, but now
CPIA, China Photovoltaic Industry Association is leading the policy studies and trying to mitigate the oversupply of restless pricing problems in the industries. And we think the price has already reached to the bottom, and hopefully we think the price will be stabilized and help the industry to go to the relatively disciplined approach.
So I guess the question is, if prices stay stable from here in China and Europe for the rest of the year, are they still down relative to the third quarter?
Oh, I get a question. Because the mix of different regions, right? We have lower shipments in the U.S., which is, our regions in the fourth quarter. So the blended ASP should be a little bit lower in Q4.
Right. Okay, moving on to the EBITDA number for the third quarter. Can you tell me what the depreciation number was in Q3? And also, can you confirm if EBITDA in Q3 was in excess of $400 million?
EBITDA, we have disclosed the detailed numbers and depreciation per quarter, roughly $70 million US dollars. So you can do the calculations.
Charlie, can you repeat the depreciation in the third quarter?
It's around $70 million US dollars a quarter.
$78 million.
Seven zero. Yes.
Okay. Next question is on storage. Can you give us an update on the storage business? And are you likely to hit $100 million in revenues this year? Or is it still smaller than that?
Rajiv, I don't think it's the right time to disclose the detailed numbers. We are still trying our best to grow the storage business into an ambitious goal. So we think we will share the positive or good news with all the investors once it's ready. But for us, it's still an early stage business. We think it's not the right timing to disclose the numbers.
Okay.
Thank you.
And finally, on shipping costs, can you give us an idea of what the trend line in shipping costs was in the third quarter and what you expect in Q4 and beyond? I'm talking about shipping costs per unit, per watt.
Yes, and in the first half year, the logistic cost is relatively higher, particularly the political tensions in Middle East and impact all regions, including U.S. logistic costs. And now we're expecting the logistic costs will be relatively lower, starting fourth quarter. And from the supply side, the containers, there's just sufficient containers to supply, the demands. So we're expecting the logistic costs will be relatively lower quarter by quarter.
Final question is on G&A expenses. Last year in the fourth quarter, the G&A expenses were over $200 million, which was a sharp increase from the third quarter. Should we expect a similar trend in the fourth quarter this year?
Throughout this year, we continue to train the operating expenses, including the G&A expenses. So looking to Q4 versus Q3, we are expecting the operating expenses will be lower Q4 versus Q3.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. We will now pause momentarily to allow questions to be registered. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Your next question comes from Brian Lee with Goldman Sachs & Co. Please go ahead.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for taking the questions. Just a couple of housekeeping ones. Did you give us the free cash flow number in the quarter and also the CapEx number in the quarter? And I had a follow-up.
For the full year, you know, we estimate, you know, I don't have the exact numbers, you know, for the third quarter, but the full year, the 2024, the CapEx will be around 9 billion RMB. Operating cash flow is roughly 5 billion. So net operating cash flow, you know, the free cash flow is negative, the 4 billion RMB.
Okay, that's helpful. And then can you give us an update on the latest status of your Frankfurt listing efforts, and also maybe a little bit of color around your net proceeds expected, and what we should be sort of modeling in terms of you know, cash impact on the balance sheet plus dilution. Thanks, guys.
You know, the GDR, you know, the GDR, you know, we just announced it's roughly total is 4.5 billion RMB, and the roughly the dilution will be 5% or 6% depending on the, you know, the issuance, the price. But the timetable is still in the early stage in the preparations, and we expect you know, the GDR and will be roughly completed in the second quarter next year. And the use of proceeds, and we have disclosed, is the majority is for the existing, you know, the Sanxi Shouper factory, the second phase. We have roughly been in the construction and to be completed by the end of this year. And the main part will be the use for the working capital purposes, as well as small numbers, and for the U.S. Existing module capacity further expansions.
All right. Thanks a lot. Best of luck with it. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from Mohammed Ahmed with Emirates Development Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so my question is how much of your business is from the utility segment and from the rooftop solar segment? And another question is that your diluted EPS is 0.57 per ADS. How it is calculated? Because the number of shares is 53.4 million, and basic shares are 52 million, but the difference in basic and diluted EPS is huge, 1.45 versus 0.57.
For the detailed EPS, and we can share the detailed calculation, and I think it's very simple. So after the call, we can share the detailed calculation with you. And in terms of the percentage of utility versus...
Yeah, so DG, I think we talked about it during the prepared remarks, that the DG ratio is roughly a high 30 range. So if you want to know the detailed numbers, we can share with you. Hold on a second. So it's roughly 37%. That's DG. It means, you know, 63% is utility.
Okay. Thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. We will now pause momentarily to allow questions to be registered. There are no further questions at this time. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.